It's beginning to feel a lot like Christmas. Good morning, Pat.
And a good morning to you, Marshall. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, you sound like you got a terrible cold.
I do. And, wow. I hope you brought the violin case in this morning.
I don't have the violin case, but right here in between my thumb and my forefinger, I have the world's smallest
violin.
I'm ready to play it.
When I'm through with the weather, you'll be playing that. But in the meantime, it'll be partly cloudy and windy today with the high 40. Clear tonight, 15 to 20. Partly cloudy Friday with a few snow showers coming in later in the day. They could leave a light accumulation. I don't think much, but maybe up to an inch in spots. That would be late tomorrow night. And the high 40 again. On Saturday, behind the cold front, sunny to partly cloudy, brisk and cold, low 30s. And Sunday will be sunny. You'll start seeing high clouds come in the mid-40s. I do believe that we are in for a spell of wet weather next week. We talked about that yesterday. It's going to get milder, too. It's going to get in the 50s. But before it gets to plain old rain, Monday morning, there could be some freezing rain. And that's something that we'll have to zoom in on, especially for the schools and for travel. But once we get over that little hump, it should be rain, and it may be rain not only Monday and Tuesday, but maybe even a Wednesday. So very wet and mild, soggy start to the week next week. The storm that will be causing that is coming out of California now, and it's going to move up through the eastern Great Lakes. So we'll be on the mild side of it, and it's going to take its time. So we will be getting appreciable rain. That means a lot of the places up north that had deep snowfall, rain will fall on top of that. There's going to be some flooding problems as well early next week. So, and you know what happens. When you have a cold ground with snow cover and then mild air tries to work on top of it with moisture.
Fog,
you got it. So also, it's just going to get real dreary next week, but mild. I would wish that it would get mild without the rain so I can get out there and finish my Christmas decorations, but I don't see that happening. So that is the scoop there. So I went to the dentist.
Yep.
I was in the chair 2 hours. This is all I could say, folks. If you're doing one implant, I don't think it's a big deal. But if you're doing multiple, like I am, it is more than a big deal. I mean, this is going on for May. And up until yesterday, I really didn't have much pain with the procedures. But yesterday, she said that, this is my dentist, and she is just a fabulous dentist. But she said, I'm going to have to numb you and give you needles. So first they used the swab on my gums. And then she started with the needles. And I have to tell you, folks, I don't ever remember pain like that before with needles. I mean, to the point where I was literally coming out of my chair. And she said that she had to do that to make sure that I'm very numb when she has to do her work. Well, needless to say, after all those needles, I was very numb. So I really didn't feel anything she was doing. But I can't believe the process. You know, they took out this, well, I guess they call them snaps.
Yep.
And then they put something else in called a cheeks, skin something. And they're like little blocks. And every time they do this, they have to scan because that's how they take impressions now with this electronic scanner. And that takes a while. Then they had to take those blocks out, or whatever they call it, skin something, and they had to put the caps back in, you know, screw them back in. And she said to me, are you working this afternoon? I said, yes. She says, okay. She says, well, we're just about finished now. I said, great. And I said, isn't there another way that dentistry could get around these needles? And she just looked at me. She says, no. I said, yeah, there is anesthesia. And she doesn't do anesthesia. But I'll tell you right now, Marshall, I'm definitely thinking about it next time because she told me that the next visit will be in the lab and not at her office. And she will be meeting me there because they want to make sure that all the teeth are going to fit perfect at the lab. And I said to her, do I have to go through this needle thing again? She says, well, not as much, and I'll also be using a laser. But not as much also meant yes. So I'm not looking forward to this at all. Meanwhile, I came home. I was in a lot of pain. I took Advil. That eased. And then I woke up at 12:45 this morning. I couldn't even swallow. My throat was killing me. And, you know, I just stayed up. I've been working since 12:45. I made myself some licorice tea, which helped the sore throat. But I just feel kind of lousy, that's all.
It's gonna take you a while to adjust. You know, I still think the best way to do this nowadays is not to do the individual teeth. They do the implants now where they take all your teeth out, okay?
Right.
And what they do is they build a crown, but they put, instead of implant each teeth, they put like just four implants on the top and four on the bottom that hold the denture in place.
Right. That's what they're doing with me, but I've had more than four implants. Don't forget, just the top. I've had five implants, and what they're doing, I guess, I don't know what they call it. They call it a hybrid.
Yeah.
Because there's no palate. There's no palate. No. It's like, it looks like a half of a circle with the teeth on it, and that goes snapping up. They screw it right up into all of you. Yeah. That's what they're doing, and that's what's taking so much time. But again, Marshall, you're not talking about one implant. You're talking about five implants. So just think about it. The average person will go in the chair and has to only go through it for the one implant, which means, you know, maybe just one injection. But me, because it was my whole mouth, started with the injections on my right ear and went over to my left ear.
Wow.
That wasn't pretty.
No, it doesn't sound pretty at all.
So, yeah.
Well, I'll have you stop talking now then, so you can relax before your next live.
That's only 3 minutes.
That's
four
only
minutes.
3 minutes.
Oh, yeah, that's all it is, Marshall.
Oh God. Well, all I can say to you is keep the Aleve or whatever close by, because it's going to be sore and stuff like that for at least a day and a half.
Yeah, I would imagine, and tomorrow's Friday, so that's a good thing, but. I have a busy weekend, Marshall, so I have to get better fast.
Well, get better fast, and I'll think of you all day long. And I went back to watch the second half of that movie that I didn't like.
Yes.
And it's still, the second half was just as lousy as the first half. I was hoping there'd be some saving grace, but there wasn't.
And which movie was this, Marshall?
Astrada or something. Astrada. Just don't even think about it.
Don't think about it.
There's nothing that saves the movie. Now
I saw a trailer for, what is it called? Aeronauts? Where these people take off to try to change the weather or figure out the weather or forecast the weather, something like that.
Yep. That doesn't look too bad.
No, but I have to research that. Yes. All right. Well, thank you very much. Thank you for playing the violin while I was on my soapbox. And I'll see you tomorrow morning.
All right, Pat. Take care.
Bye-bye.